Today is Tuesday, June 4th, 2024. My name is Daniel. Welcome to The Geeky Gay. This is the show where Adam talks about his life 5 days a week. And you listen. And today is the kickoff of the different, you know, because he normally says, and today's no different. Well, today is different. Today through Friday are the days where the normal listeners of Geeky Gay have already skipped out and left because they heard my voice, so goodbye. But it's actually the only week that Adam actually ever listens to the show. So hi, Adam. So glad that I could fill in for you for the rest of this week. My name is Daniel Brewer. For those of you who don't know me, I don't know who you would be. But if you don't know me, I co-host a podcast with Adam, a weekly podcast called The Mix. And I'm filling in for him today. So it's a thing. It's a thing that I'm happy to do. I'm a magnanimous kind of a person, I was told. So I feel very magnanimous here doing this. This past weekend was Gay Days at Disney World here in Florida, where I live. I was thinking back about the start of Gay Days because that always comes up as a topic of discussion when you're talking to people. I remember, when did this start? Like, how long ago did this start? Blah, blah, blah. I don't know what the blah, blah, blah is, but blah, blah, blah. The very first Gay Day at Disney World was in 1991. It's always been the first Saturday in June, but originally it was just a single day. So Gay Day at Disney, it was a group of people in Tampa who later went on to form the Digital Queers chapter of Tampa when that organization came into being. They hung up some posters at the gay bars around town in Tampa and Orlando and Lakeland and basically said, hey, show up the Magic Kingdom first Saturday in June, wear a bright red t-shirt so that everyone will be able to find each other, and we'll just have a fun day at the park. And that was how Gay Day at Disney started back in 1991. By 1993, Digital Queers had formed their chapter in Tampa. And for those of you who don't know, Digital Queers was an early nonprofit organization in the gay community that was comprised of a bunch of workers in the tech community. Some workers from Apple and IBM and Microsoft had formed this nationwide organization called Digital Queers. And their objective was to basically help other LGBT groups modernize and step into the modern age, like help them get their digital stuff working. Like, how do you set up a website? How do you set up email? How do you set up mailing lists? All these things that nowadays are super trivial, back then was kind of complicated. And so Digital Queers was born to help other organizations experience the joys of technology. But they sponsored Gay Day for probably 6 or 7 years. And it was always just the Saturday in June. We got a lot of pushback from religious groups that did not care for that. And so there would always be the Westboro Baptist Church that would storm down there and picket, which would always make the news that they were outside picketing. Fun fact, you can't actually picket on Disney property because they won't let you. So all of these picketers were out on public roads way far away from where the queers were. So we never saw them. Occasionally they'd fly a plane over the kingdom that would have like a banner, you know, saying repent and turn to Jesus. That was another group that did that. But then somewhere around 1998, the money rolled into this organization. The circuit parties started happening. They converted it to Gay Days, made it a week-long event. They brought in sponsors, just a whole chain of circuit parties and events that happened throughout the week. And that is where we are now at Gay Days, which is a for-profit organization that does a bunch of circuit parties, which if it sounds like I'm not a big fan of them, it's because I'm not. I'm just not a big fan of rave culture, of that kind of, you know, I just said it, circuit parties. Yeah, brain fart there. I'm just not a big fan of that kind of thing. So that's just not my cup of tea. And so I don't tend to do those things. But just out of, I guess, habit or out of homage, I guess, to the original events or whatever. We do go to Gay Day at Disney. We go to the we try to make it on the Saturday at the Magic Kingdom to watch the parade and see all the fun t-shirts that people wear. It's no longer required that you wear a red t-shirt. You can now just bring whatever you want. Nowadays, when you can have custom t-shirts printed in a couple of days and where there's all kinds of fun t-shirts that were there. I think the ones that I really loved the other day was the t-shirt that said, what was it? It was, try the gay stuff. It's delicious. So it's kind of a fun event. This year we met up with Rodan and Darwin from Pod Is My Co-Pilot. We were supposed to meet up with Taylor and Babalu also from Pod Is My Co-Pilot, but they had something come up and they had to leave. They were there the night before, but they had to leave on actual Gay Day, so we did not get to see them. But we hung out with Rodan and Darwin during the day. And I got to say, over the past several decades of going to this event, June in Florida is one of those months. Early June in Florida is one of those months where it can be ungodly hot and ridiculously humid, but then sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's just a little bit hot and not humid at all. And we were blessed this year with it being, in the upper 80s, but very low humidity. So it did not feel hot and sticky as you were there all day. So it was actually a very lovely day. We had a great time. We got to do all the rides that we wanted to do, with very, I feel like, pretty low weights. I usually don't ride rides unless someone's in from out of town. But we were able to ride all the rides we wanted to. Had a great time. And then I did the stupid thing. We had dinner planned for like 6:40 in the evening. And we were done doing the rides that we wanted to do sometime around 3:00. And so the original plan was Zach and I were going to leave and go over to Typhoon Lagoon, hang around in the water park for a little while, and then come back for dinner. But because we didn't get away from the kingdom until about 4, and by the time we got back to the truck and got, all that, we were like, well, by the time we get to Typhoon Lagoon, it's going to be 5 and we have to leave to come back at 6. So it's really, by the time you change and you're going to have enough time to maybe go around the Lazy River once. So instead we decided to go to a bar. So we went over to one of our favorite hotels there, the Coronado Springs. We went upstairs to the Dahlia Lounge and we had some cocktails for a little while before we went back to the kingdom for dinner. And I made that mistake. I don't drink a lot anymore. Like when I was a kid, when I was in my 20s, I drank a lot. I think we all do when we first come out. Or at least we did back then. I don't know nowadays. But I don't drink a lot anymore. I kind of try to limit myself to 2 or 3 drinks in an evening just because I don't want to wake up with a humongous hangover the next day. I don't want to basically lose the entire next day to being hungover. As I've said many times, I can still drink like I used to. I just can't recover like I used to. But today, for whatever reason, this weekend, I had a few too many drinks. And so by the time we were at dinner and had finished my second glass of wine on top of the 3 tequila drinks that I had had earlier at the bar, I was feeling no pain. And I had one of those experiences where later in the evening people are telling me what I had done and I have no memory of doing it. And then it's that embarrassment that you feel, just like that gut kind of wrenching kind of embarrassment of oh my God, oh fuck, what did I do? What did I say? Who did I say it to? And it just, you feel like crap just because you're I don't consider myself to be a really mean person. And I don't think I tried to pick a fight with anyone, but who knows what the hell I would have said. If I would have seen someone in line that I thought was cute, I might have tried to chat them up or something. I don't know. And I kind of don't want to know. But it's just that sinking, embarrassing feeling. And when you think back on it, you just kind of have that, oh God, I can't believe I did that. Just kind of a thing. So if I ran into you in line at Gay Day, on Saturday night. I apologize. I was drunk. I ended up sending Taylor a video, like a 25-second video clip from Happily Ever After, from the Tarzan part, you know, the You'll Be in My Heart. I sent him that part, and I was singing along with it. I have no idea why. I didn't send him like a message like, oh, thinking of you, here's a video. No, I just sent him a video with me singing badly to You'll Be in My Heart from Tarzan. And I didn't know that until the next day when Taylor texted me about something else and I saw that there was a video there. And I'm like, what the fuck did I do last night? Anyway, that was it, though. It was a great day. We had fun at Gay Day. Got some other things planned for this coming weekend. I'm going to be going camping, so we will not be doing a mix this coming Friday. Adam will have just gotten back from California, so we weren't going to be able to do the show anyway. But yeah, talk about them. I watched a couple of documentaries on Sunday that I'd be happy to talk to you guys about tomorrow. But, you know, if you want to do your homework, I'm going to talk about the Movie Pass. Movie Pass, Movie Crash was the name of the documentary. So I'll talk about that tomorrow. And then we're buying some new windows potentially for our house. So we got some people coming out Wednesday to give us some quotes on new windows. And I'm thinking it's going to be, you know, in the $10,000 to $12,000 range, hopefully. Zach thinks it's going to be like way more than that. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Oh, the joys of owning a house. How does he end this show? I feel like I ask that every time. I mean, I do listen to his show every day. So I was like, but I feel like he's deeper into the outro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like the guy's not singing by the time it's over on the EDM part of, you know, the part of it there. So I can't really end it until this guy stops singing. So he's breathing now. It's like, that's the weird part of the song where he breathes. He's like, yeah, there we go. Anyway, I'm amusing myself for no reason. How does he end the show? I know you're all saying it too. You're all saying it. It's like, you idiot. He says, I'll talk to you tomorrow. Right? Or something like that. All right. Well, that does it for me. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.